stay. Hello.
Hi, Adelita. It's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to let you know that the telehealth company is trying to reach you so that they can schedule your on-phone call to fill out the form. Okay. Can I give you their number so that you can call them back? This way, we can move on with the process, and they won't have to reach out to you again.
They are another company?
No, it's a company that assists with your enrollment. So you're having your assessment on, which day was it? Let me just check. December 2nd, correct?
Yeah, December. So the one that make the appointment for tomorrow, Thursday, is not for you.
I don't know, cause you weren't able to figure that out yesterday.
Her name is Lisa.
I know.
What happened that when I called
tomorrow?
Look, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna get a paper where I have the numbers and the names, and then I give it to you tomorrow. That way you find out. Cause I want to go with you. Abigail, Allison, and you are the same company.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the other one is not.
We are the same company. Allison had left our company, so I'm taking over your case. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So tomorrow, when I get home, if today I get home before 3, I check that number so I don't want to keep that appointment with them. Because they're going to send somebody to my house to do assessment.
Were you in touch with a different agency?
Huh?
Were you in touch with a different agency, maybe?
Aiden, I can't hear the phone. Shh.
Were you in touch with a different agency?
I don't know. Well, this was my son. He was doing all this, and then when he made the play and then throw it on me, and I don't know what company I'm talking about. So I thought it was the same company. The guy who called me to make an appointment for tomorrow. I thought it was your company. No, then I canceled that.
Right.
I want to be.
We talked about this yesterday that we weren't sure.
See, I looked for the calls and the numbers.
Yeah.
And I put it in the paper, but I left it at home because I'm babysitting. I stay in my granddaughter's house with her baby. Not her baby. He's 4. I just lay in the sofa, watch TV with him.
Okay, but are you able to look at the number to see who you called to book the assessment? Like this, we'll know if it was the one that I'm asking you about.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to check out the number that you called?
Wait.
Maybe you could look back at the number to see, like, who you called to schedule with. And then I can see if that was the right number that I gave.
Wait, give me a sec. Oh, it's 1718. It's Home Care Services.
1718. What's the rest of the number?
Okay. It's 1718-972-3693.
Okay. That's what, yeah. When's that scheduled for?
They schedule.
Okay. I don't think, is that one scheduled?
That's the one that is coming tomorrow, Friday, in this way, at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, so I think that was, you wrote this down?
I what?
You wrote this down, or this is what they sent you?
This is the number and the message that he sent me.
Okay, are you sure it was this Friday, or maybe it was last Friday? Because I see with the company that you missed your appointment over the phone. Could it be that it was for last Friday and you missed it?
I don't know. Do you know why?
Okay. Yeah. So you know what? I want you to call that number back. That number is trying to reach you. They're trying to book your assessment over the phone. They're trying to book a phone call so that they can fill out the form that the broker is going to give you on December 2nd. Okay?
Okay.
So.
What do you want me to tell them?
You want
to stop the process?
No, ask them if you can book a telehealth call, and you see that you missed your appointment last Friday.
So you want me to talk to telehealth with that person, with that phone number?
Yeah, you know what? Should I call in with you now?
Yeah, call in. I'm gonna put this TV down. I'm on the phone, I'm busy. Don't step on the phone, on the remote. Why you put the volume up? That they don't answer.
Okay, Adelaide, I'm gonna call in with you now, okay? Okay, hold 1 minute, please.
Hello, this is Francis Garcia. Thank you for calling. At this time, I'm not able to take your phone call. If you want, you can leave a voicemail with your name, phone number, and extension number if you have one.